Let's begin. Close your physical eyes and feel your shoulders dropping, your elbows hanging heavy, and your feet sinking into the floor. Allow yourself to take deep, easy breaths. And with each exhale, relax a little more. Give your fingers permission to relax and lengthen. Invite the tiny muscles of your face to take a break. Feel the soft flow of the air against your skin. Hear the distant sounds from outside. Allow yourself to observe how it feels to be you at this moment. You don't need to name what you feel. It's enough, it's perfect, simply to experience the feelings. To observe them and be with them. Already, our minds are becoming quieter. Space is opening up inside our minds. We can use this quiet space to receive vision. Let's do that by imagining that we are standing outside the entrance to a heavenly garden. You feel your weight evenly on your feet. You feel yourself really grounded and yet energetic and ready to enter. It's one of those moments where your body feels just right. Your spine feels long. You feel really balanced. As if mind and body are working in perfect harmony. And as you walk through the entrance to the garden, you feel your body is moving as one perfect functioning unit. Easily and purposefully. And as you enter the garden, you begin to smell the sweetest scent on the air. The scent of roses. Calling you further into the garden. And with each step you take, and with each breath you take, the scent of the roses grows stronger and sweeter still. Enjoy it. Allow yourself to be intoxicated by the scent of roses. And now you enter the rose garden proper. Look around and observe the many colors and types of roses growing. Some growing quite high on vines climbing the walls towards heaven. And as your eyes follow them up, you catch a beautiful beam of sunshine streaming downward. And in that stream of light, you sense the scent of roses traveling upwards to heaven itself. And you feel heaven's blessing descending on this beam of sunshine. with each glorious breath you take, it seems as if the roses grow even more vibrant. Extended by your love and appreciation for them. So that it seems as if you and the roses are somehow one, breathing together. You feel as if you are sharing your sweetness with the world. Imagine your sweetest self, free of all second thoughts, worries, guilt, fear. Happily extending outward to be enjoyed in gardens everywhere. Ask yourself, is there anything I would rather do than share my sweetness with the world? Allow yourself to feel this complete contentment in mind and body. There is nowhere you need to go, nothing you need to do. In this moment of sweetness, you are perfectly realized. Imagine your sweetness reaching to someone from your life who's been on your mind. Imagine their surprise as the sweetness enters their noses. As it takes them out of whatever they were thinking, bringing them into the present where they can happily enjoy the moment. Breathe with this person. Imagine that God is breathing through both of us. our sweetness can lack for nothing, for it is God's sweetness, love's sweetness. Notice how strong you feel when your mind is content, your attention present. Love, sweetness. Is as strong as can be. As steady as can be. When you are in the midst of this sweetness, it becomes clear that all situations can be handled, can be experienced without worry. This sweetness is our reminder of our safety. What would you do with this sweetness? Anyone who encounters your sweetness can tell that you understand everything, accept everything, that you do not withhold your love, or allow yourself to be consumed with judgment. Your sweetness reveals that you are together, anytime you share your sweetness, allow yourself to experience it yourself as well. What is not received is not truly given. And what is received is given. But when you want to feel, to experience this sweetness again, offer it to someone, knowing that in the offering, you will feel it for yourself, and trust again that you have already received it, that it is still with you. Try offering it to someone you don't know personally, but sometimes think about. Someone from the news, perhaps. See if you can offer sweetness and nothing else. See if you can hold this person in your mind and still feel that you are completely safe, certain, taken care of. Give up fighting for the future. For future happiness. So that you can experience happiness now. And if any contrary thoughts arise, it's enough to say, I'd like to surrender my fight for the future that I may feel happiness now. Please help me. Let's finish by offering our sweetness to the entire world. Let God direct it wherever needed. There is nothing. Your sweetness cannot accomplish. Your sweetness accomplishes miracles. Take one more deep breath in and hold it and let it go. And slowly lower your heads and open your eyes and come out of the meditation. Thank you very much.